In the Pasha it says, Vayidal Hayelid Vayigomel Vayas Avraham Mishteg Godol Vayom Higomel is Yitzchak. Different pshatim what this means. Vayidal Hayelid Vayigomel. Vayigomel means weaned from nursing. That's one pshat. Vayigomel. And Avraham made a Mishteg Godol Vayom Higomel is Yitzchak. Other Rishonim learn that it wasn't the day of the weaning. It was the day of the Milo. Bris Milo. That he made a Mishnah Gadol at the day of the Bris Milo. And the word He Gomel is Hey Gimel, which is 8. And Mem Lamed is Mol. That the Bris Milo, that Yitzchak was the first to have a Bris Milo on the 8th day. And that's Biyom He Gomel. Hey Gimel Mol, day of the Bris Milah, you have to make a party. That's another pshat that we shouldn't bring down. Tosfos brings it down. But in the Sefer Oitzer Poloyes HaTorah, he brings the Medrash that says another pshat. What is Biyomi Gomel Yitzchak? It's incredibly fascinating. Really, what a pshat. That Yitzchak was the first child born that was put in a rocker. It's called an arisa. Arisa usually is touched up ayin resh yud samach hey is a crib. Arisa. But we'll soon see that it's not just a crib. It's a particular place where you put a baby. It's called a rocker. You know a rocker? In the old days, they used to have like a wooden rocker. It was like this. Now they got these machines that go round it up. And they go for like a couple hours. They could go out, go shopping, leave your kid there. And it self takes care of itself. But that's what Chazal say. Pilu Poloyim. He was the first child that was put in an arisa. Why would he be the first child put in an arisa? They didn't invent the arisa. So this is what the Medrash says. Chazal, tell us. Tell him. All children that were born till Yitzchak were able to walk. Right away, the first day. There was a certain maturity in the body that they were able to walk the first day. Yitzchak Avinu was the first who was noiled cotton, and he couldn't walk the first day for a few days afterward, like a regular cotton. And on the day that he was put in the arisa, that's the pshat, Avraham made a Mishteg Gadol. When he was put into that rocking crib, that's when Avraham made a Mishteg Gadol. This is the lashon of the Medrash. Vayigdal hayeled vayigomel lo nidnana arisa tchila ela baveshu shel Avraham Avinu. The first arisa that ever came about was in the house of Avraham Avinu. Yom Higomel is Yitzchak, Rashi explains, when he was, they put him in the Aris, he made a Mishteg Gadol. Higomel is, they did a chesed with him. Sounds like that the chesed they did with him was putting him in this rocker. How do you get an expression? You're off your rocker. What does that mean? Off your rocker. Oh, so we really have to understand what's going on. What does that mean? Yitzchak wasn't born as everyone else. He was a real katan. They were not katanim. They were born. They were able to walk the first day, the Medrash says. They didn't need a rocker. That's according to this pshat. So the Sefer, the Oitzer Poloyes HaTorah, brings from a Sefer called Keren or Pnei Moshe. Keren or Pnei Moshe. Says the following. Based on a few yesoidos. Why is there a natural shuckle when we learn Torah or when we daven? If you notice the Yidden, when they learn, they shake. True, we are very nervous people. Everyone seems to have an anxiety problem. Guilt, for sure, we have. But why, when we learn the daven, do we shuckle? So this is brought down very early sources. Because we have an neshama. And the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chof, says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Ner of Hashem is the neshama of a person. And therefore, the neshama reacts like a ner. The neshama of an Adam reacts like a ner. It's like a ner flickers, it's always moving, it's like jumping off the wick. So our neshama, when we learn and daven, we activate the neshama. We bring the neshama into consciousness. So it's like flickering inside. So your body shakes. That's the shuckle. But if you have a goy who's learning Torah, it's very distinctive. He does not chuckle. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Atem Keruyim Adam. If you have a neshama. A goy doesn't have a neshama. Not the type of neshama that we have. About 2 years ago, I was at a Tisha B'Av with Tzvi Meyer Shlita, and he told us the story. He says, "Hafla of a fellow." He said there was this ger was becoming to be Megayer, a very outstanding person, and he prepared, learning Torah and everything. He's very firm for a goy. I mean, he was very into the Yiddishkeit, very stark. He would daven 3 times a day. Of course, he couldn't keep Shabbos because a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. But he was really, really stark into Avodas Hashem as a goy, preparing to be Megayer. And they observed him. Let's observe to see what this person does. Is he real? Is he authentic? You know. He would daven with the tzibur. The tefillahs. It's part of the training process. To see if you really want to be a yid. They were there by the tefillah. Tevilah. In the mikvah. The bezin. The first thing he did, after toiveling, what would be the first thing you would do after toiveling? Now that you're a yid. That's another shmuz. Anyway, he went to daven mincha. Lo and behold, he shuckled. And the bezin says, we were with this guy for weeks and weeks before. He did not shuckle. No one even told him to shakel. That's not one of the requirements that they tell you for geiris. And yet, the first tefillah that he davened as a yid, he shakeled. How come? Yeah, if you're training, you should really shakel all the time, because to get into the shakel, you know, everyone has a different shakel. You know, it's training to get your style, and you know, he didn't train. God, that's it. He's not a shakler. The first tefillah as a yid, he shakled. So they said, it's only because of neshama. When you're megayer, you get a neshama. Till now, you don't have a neshama. And the neshama is ner Hashem nishmas Adam. It's like a fire inside that jumps and flickers. And that's why we naturally shakle. No one had to train us to shakel. Naturally, when you contact Torah and Daman, fine. He said like this. A rocker? What's the difference between a crib and a rocker? He says that a rocker is like a bed. I'm sorry, a crib is a bed. A rocker shapes. He said, it's very possible that they had cribs before. Very possible they had cribs before. Well, people don't have cribs. You put a baby in a bed. And if you take these kids who are born first day, second day, and they're, let's say the Medrash, the sheet is that they were able to walk on their own already, okay, they'll sleep in adult beds, maybe they'll roll off, you know, kids, even if they're like, they can walk on their own, but they just were born, they don't know too much. So they had cribs. He brings that the chinish of the yid was the arisa. This is Avram's invention. The invention of having an arisa, which means a rocker. Why would Avram create a rocker? He says, because in order to train the child from birth, you got a shakel. You have a neshama. And it creates his rezus. It creates that you got to put power into it. You don't stay there like a statue when you learn Adama. You got to get into it. He says, this was an invention from Avraham Avinu. And he put it into Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the first one to have an Arisa. Chanois l'nar al pidarko. Shlomo HaMelech says you have to train a nar. Give him training. What's the training? That when you learn, when you daven, you shakel. Start training the kid as he's an infant, that he has to shakel. He'll bring it. It's a pasuk in Matan Torah. Vayarva am vayonu'u. Vayarva am, they saw Sinai. Vayonu, what does vayonu mean? They shuffled. They moved. Vayonu. That's Matan Torah. Vayonu. Shivit. How do you know it's Shivit? Vayamdu meirachik. I mean, the Kutzker Rebbe seems to be. He types it up definitely means that it's shakum. because he says, "Vayar ha'om vayanu vayamdu merochok." In a sharp way, he said, "You could, if you see a guy shuffling and he's learning and he's downing, it don't mean anything. It could be vayamdu merochok. He's at a distance. He has something else he's thinking about. It's just because you see him shuffling, vayamdu merochok. That's the kutzker. Wants to say his busa." The Pashim Shalas Vayanu, they shuckled. It's a natural thing that a Yid shuckles. And he said, can very well be there were cribs before, but there were never rockers. Because the rock is only shy for someone as a neshama. Either Goyim copied us, and they went from cribs to rockers, because they think that it helps the kid go to sleep. A lullaby. Right? That's what they think. They saw Yidden having rockers. Kid falls asleep. So they think it's because the kid falls asleep, so we'll do the same thing. But they don't know the Minhag Yisroel. So they don't want the kid to go to sleep. I mean, that also helps. They want the kid to get used to what it means to shakel. To be in tune and rhythm with the neshama. Because that's what the neshama is doing. Put in effort. Be alive. Now listen to this Peledik of Rashi. Rashi. Most Mefarshim don't know what to do with this Rashi. The Mamash don't know. It's a Rashi in Parshas Miketz. It's Kedai to look it up. Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Mem Gimel Pasuk Zayin. They told Yaakov Avinu, because the brothers said that we have an Och Katan, Binyamin. He's with his father. So he says, "Oh, he's with his father. Okay, bring him." So Yaakov said, "What kind of sorrow did you cause me now? Who told you to tell him? Who told you to tell him we got an Och Katan? Give him a whole history, what happened with your family. You got one brother, he's lost, we don't know." So the pasuk says, "Sho'ol sho'al ha'ish lanu ulamoda detenu." That person, who they didn't know was Yosef, says, "Asked us lanu about us. What's our history? Ulamala detenu." Rashi says, "What I mean about moladetenu? What does it mean? Moilid, giving birth. What does it mean? Our birth?" Zok Rashi, "Va'afilu atse arisa senu gilolono." He revealed to us the atse, the wood of our arisas. This guy in Mitzrayim, with that cup of his, was able to tell us, "Wow, you have atse arisas. I know about your atse arisas." Blew them away. What do you know about this? He told them, "You guys got rockers, right? You don't have cribs. You got rockers. Atse arisa seinu." He says, "That's what this chapter of Rashi means." What have he told us? What have he told us? The wood of your arisas. What's the big deal? Everyone has arisas. No. Everyone has cribs. Jews have arisas. How did you know that? You live in Mitzrayim. What would you know about that? What do you know what's inside our houses over there? So he knows everything. He knew about Binyamin. He knew about everything. Shut this Rashi. There's a mother of a Tana who brought her son when he was in the Arisa to the base Medrash, so he should hear the cold Torah in an Arisa. That's the minhag of Yisrael. And the goyim copied us with that rock. Yitzchak was the first to have that arisa. Yom Gomel is Yitzchak. That's what Chazal are learning over here. So what does it mean? Yom Gomel is Yitzchak. They did a taivit to Yitzchak. They did chesed with him. What was the chesed? He made a mishnah gadol at the time that Yom Gomel, Gomel chasod and taivim. What was the chesed they did to Yitzchak? They put him in arisa ishkayach. Now he's comfy. We'll rock him to bed. Huh? The chesed is you train the kid. You train the kid right away from the beginning to shakal. Because that's a yid, the shama, not the guf. That's what Chazal say. That's how they're catching up this pasuk. And I'd like to bring a remez to this. Because the gematria is over here. Yom Higomel es Yom Higomel Yitzchak. Yom Higomel Yitzchak is gematria arisa. So even the Chazal are darshaning it. Where did they get this darshaning about an arisa? Ayin reish yitzamachay. If you add up Yom Higomel Yitzchak. With the koil is arisa. Arisa. That's a jat yomi gomel is yitzchak. And I'm going to tell you another minig that he brings down. Says the goyim also copied it from us. Also about an infant. And they misinterpreted it totally. We sing to a baby. Calms them down. For states, it depends what kind of song you're going to sing. Even though you're in a rocker, if you're going to sing a rock song to the baby in a rocker, the kid's not going to go to sleep. You have to sing a certain type of song. I still remember the niguna that my mother used to sing to me when I was a little kid. I still remember that. She sat by my bed and sang to me. I still remember that nigga. Incredible. I was 2-3 years old. What is the pshat that when you sing it calms you down? Right? For a baby it works. When they're already 2 years old, he starts singing. He says, "Please, Ma, give me all my space. I'm going to be home. Don't sing for me." You know why? Because the neshama just came down from the Olam HaElyonim, and the neshama was there with the malachim who were singing. And praising Hashem, the singing Nigunim up there. And that is the most restful, the most serene, the most idyllic paradise of Ruchnius being upstairs. So it reminds the Neshama of that. It reminds of Hashem of that. And that's why we sing to our children. Yiddish Nigunim. Because it reminds them of the Nigunim that they sang Lamala. You know the Skelena Rebbe, Zechas Al Rocha, the first Skelena Rebbe, he had a tape recorder by his bed. He would wake up in the middle of the night and he'd record a niggun. He'd wake up and record the niggun. So the niggun came to him in his sleep. and they have tapes of all those nigunim. Now, what does that mean? You're sleeping, and the yeshiva's up there, and you wake up. As soon as you wake up, give me a tape recorder, I can make up a nigun. Nothing's going to. I didn't say, I feel like I'm going to make up a nigun now. It's coming. No, he says, I made up a nigun. I heard a nigun, I made up a nigun, whatever. If you're connected to your neshama during the day, so at nighttime your neshama is upstairs where the malachim are, in the higher worlds, and it's here in nigunim. And who knows, maybe you're bringing down your recordings called the Nigunei Shamayim. It's not something that you made up. It's something that you heard. And Taka, when you hear the nigunim of the Skolana Rebbe, the Heiligen Nigunim, you could sense that the celestial, better than that tea, this is the real celestial. But the Goyim again misinterpreted it. Totally misinterpreted it. And say, oh, must be a way to put your kids to bed. We'll copy that too. Another thing they copy from Jews. But that's not the reason. And I don't know if it really, they should make a poll to see if it really helps. Singing Mary Had a Little Lamb as a lullaby, if that's really going to help to put the kid to bed. Or he's going, wah! Even worse than before. You never know. A Yiddish in the Gunam is what the Neshama heard upstairs. Yiddish, at least, it sounds similar. So it brings it back to that memory of Tavalik. So here we have this Arisa, Pilu Paloyim, is touching up Pshat, the Medrash Chazal, the Medrash Rabbah, is touching up. Yitzchak was the first to have the Arisa, the Shakal. He was the first cotton to be noilet, as a cotton. First one to have a bris. That's something to think about by yourself. The Arisa. What does it mean to shuckle? When we dominate, when we learn. And the fact that Arisa is Gematria Moshe, think of what that might mean.